I read the other day that they redefine internet broadband speed.
Yeah, apparently it's 25 megs now. I've been looking into fiber service from Smithville. They're locally owned, and Smithville's fiber is home to Indiana's fastest internet. Speeds up to a gigabit. That's 1,000 times faster than a megabit.
Wow.
Wow is right. It's time to switch to Smithville.
Don't wait. Switch to Smithville today and get Indiana's fastest internet. For more information, go to switchtosmithville.com. That's switchtosmithville.com.
Good afternoon, basketball fans. I'm Mike Glasgow, and it's time for Bloomington South Panther basketball regional style. Let's meet tonight's officials. They're brought to you by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson. They have everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. You can count on Terry Stoltz and the gang at Black Lumber. David George, Chris Curry, and Matt Zenovich are our three officials for tonight's game. Our player spotlight, who we're going to look at for the Bloomington South Panthers here before we get to the lineups. Brinegar Icare helps us out with that.
Oh, Glass, I'm going to stay with Chance Coyle, the senior, the guy that needs to. I mean, if he wants to get out of Seymour, he's going to have to carry the Panthers. So I'm going to go with him for South. And obviously, the Mr. Basketball, the best player in the state, one of the best in the country, Romeo Langford. If he goes off on South for 40 or 50 points, this game's going to be hard to win. Romeo and Chance Coyle.
And we thank Brinegar Eye Care, providing eye examinations, medical testing, and contact lens services with personal attention. Let their family care for your family. Brinegar Eye Care, 4001 East 3rd Street. We are to the left of the New Albany student section, so you should expect it to be loud and proud all night long. They were having some fun with their friends from Evansville North across the court from them, as Evansville's North crowd won the first game. But it was the Center Grove Trojans, Terry, who won on the scoreboard, a convincing victory. A little bit earlier in that game. What was the final score of that? Well, I would have written that down somewhere, but
we had other things.
We had other things going on. Center Grove wins comfortably.
Yes.
They led by as many as 25 near the end. I believe it was 69-44, the final. And your starting lineups tonight, let's get to those. For your South Panther, 6'4 senior Chance Coyle will lead the way, as he always does. 6'5 sophomore Anthony Leo will be joined by Noah Jaeger. He's also a sophomore, 5'7. The two seniors, along with Coyle, are Philip King and Chris Bamba. They both go 6'1 and will have important roles today in trying to slow down the dynamo for New Albany. That is Romeo Langford. For the Bulldogs in the white home uniforms, Langford, 6'5, 200 pounds, just named the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Indiana, named to the Jordan Brand All-Star Game. I don't think we need to tell you much more about him. We will as the game continues. He's joined by senior Sean East. He's been the breakout player for the Bulldogs this season, averaging 19 points a game. Junior Derek Stevenson goes 6'1. He'll be in the front court with Trey Horrigan, who's 6'5", and sophomore Julian Hunter, 6'3". Terry, you've seen all these guys once this year, New Albany beating South 70-58 just after Thanksgiving. And what do you expect from tonight's ballgame?
Well, the Panthers, number one, have got to meet the intensity that these guys come with. New Albany expects to win. They come here thinking they're going to win. We've got the best player in the state. And if South doesn't come out and be ready to hit them back in the mouth, South's going to have problems. The other thing, Glass, get back in the fast break, because New Albany likes to run. Romeo gets a tip. Sean East has got it. Take it away, Glass.
Away we go. The Seymour Regional semifinal number two. The winner gets Center Grove tonight at 8 o'clock. South comes out man-to-man. Langford, a 22-footer. Short. Rebound. Philip King. And away we go. No score, South's first time with the ball. Into the front court in their black jerseys. Chris Bamba's in the post. Top of the key to Philip King, right wing to Anthony Leal. Romeo and Leal will match up. Man-to-man is New Albany, just like South was on their defensive end. The Panthers will be patient. The Panthers will be efficient. The Panthers know what it takes to play at this level. Jaeger, right side to Leal. Running their motion, it's a double screen for Jaeger at the top of the key. Thinks better of it. Leal off a curl with Romeo in his face. Bamba drives, left-hand layup, in and good.
Nice.
Chris Bamba starts off the scoring for the Panthers, 2-0 Bloomington South.
And New Albany is down fast, and Romeo gets up a leaner and knocks it in, Glass.
Romeo Langford, it won't be the first time we call his name. He averages 36 points a night. The favorite for Mr. Basketball, you know everything about him. South's job tonight is to get the ball out of his hands in transition where he can hurt you. He hurts you everywhere. Back cut. Coyle, up and under, no good. Stevenson has the pleasure of guarding him. And here comes Langford, right side dribble. South runs a double at him immediately. Langford drives through both of them, misses, gets his own rebound, puts it back up and scores. 4-2 New Albany, 90 seconds in, and Langford has all 4 points.
Tough shot right there by Chance Coyle up and under the basket. Almost spun it in. Didn't quite get it, but New Albany runs down the floor fast and gets a quick score.
Coyle, 17-footer is off. Langford with the rebound. 4-2 New Albany. Langford has Bamba guarding him. Crossover through the legs. Crossover step back. Three. No good. Here's where South has to get on the glass. They don't. Horrigan gets the rebound. Sean East jacks up his first three of the game and hits.
And there's 7-2. The guy. Yep, right now there's the guy that's hot. He's hit like 9 out of his last 11 threes, and he is the guy that will take over if Romeo doesn't get hot.
7-2, New Albany, 5:45, quarter number one. South in no hurry to take any force shots. Leal turns the corner on Langford, kicks to the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger tries to penetrate on East, nothing there. Back out front, here's Chris Bamba, left wing. Right wing switch, Coyle has it. He has Stevenson guarding him. Stevenson's a 6'1 junior. With his hair, he looks like he's 6'4".
Yeah.
He might be taller than 6'1". I might have seen an old, maybe 6'3". Jaeger spins into the lane, finds Leal for a three. Langford short to close out, and Leal knocks it down.
Big, big shot.
Huge shot, his first. 3-7-5 New Albany, 5-10 first quarter, semifinal 2. Romeo, right-hand dribble into the lane, tied up, and is fouled by Chris Bamba. That'll be his first and, our first foul of the game, Terry.
It is the first foul.
Chris Bamba, the last three South games I've done, has scored the first 2 points. How's that for minutia on a otherwise stressful afternoon?
Been a stressful afternoon, but hey,
we're here.
Along with 8110, Archie Miller's here. I mean, what else do
Tom
you want?
Ostrom is here as well.
Yeah.
Robert Finnessy sitting with Coach Miller, for those of you who are into those. Turnover.
Oh, nice.
East throws it away through Langford's hands. Here comes into the game is Connor Hickman, who misses the layup. And South's first substitution snuck in on us at that dead ball.
He sure did.
East has it. Jaeger lines him up. Langford and Coyle now are together. Langford left-hand dribble into lane is fouled, and it's good. Count it, plus one for Romeo. He has 6 points, looking to make it 7. The foul is on Chance Coyle. The first time he guards him, the first time he picks up a foul, Terry, that's not a combination South can live with.
No, it's not. And once again, New Albany gets down the floor so fast. South right now is lagging behind. They've got to get down the floor.
Langford completes the three-point play. He's an 83% shooter. He has 7 of the New Albany 10. 10-5 your score. 4:43 to go. Quarter number one, half number one, semifinal number two. Coyle penetrates, kicks to Connor Hickman. Top of the key to Jaeger, tries to break down East. East is just as quick. Leal from 22 feet, in and out, rebound Stevenson. Stevenson finds Langford. Langford looks across to find Horrigan, and Stevenson travels. Turnover, New Albany, their second.
Yeah, right now, you know, that was a good look by Anthony Leal. Right within the flow of the offense, that's a shot he's got to take. He hit his first three, he's going to be fine. South just has to be ready, Glass, to take the shots when they get them, and not be worried about being so patient if they run their offense correctly.
Coyle, left-hand dribble to the baseline, is cut off, swings it to Leal. Around the horn it goes. Chris Bamba fakes a three. Left-hand dribble, finds Coyle. He pulls up on a three from 24 feet, short. Rebound, Sean East. Here come the Bulldogs and their home whites into the front court. East works on Jaeger, pulls up from 12 feet, short. Rebound, Horrigan. He does that. He's been averaging 6 or 7 boards here in the sectionals. Langford, 15-footer. No good. Langford, rebound. Langford stripped. Langford fouled. Anthony Leal, number one.
Well,
it's a frantic pace, to say the least.
It's a frantic pace, and this guy runs on one speed, and that's full out.
And he'll shoot two.
He's fun to watch.
He has 7. He's 1-for-1 from the line, 83% on the season. First one's away. Lovely form and no good. Langford, 55% from the field, 35% from three. If you can stop him from driving, good luck. Nobody else has this season. 3:49 to go. He looks to make it a 6-point New Albany lead. Rocks, fires, front rim, no good. Missed them both. 10-5 New Albany, 3:46 to go. Here's Jaeger into the front court. Connor Hickman was the first man off the bench. He's a freshman. South is working it around the perimeter. Anthony Leal has a three. He tries to work on Langford. He doesn't look scared of taking him off the dribble.
Not right now. He's being aggressive with him.
Here he goes into the lane, right hand, left hand dribble, around Langford, no good. Rebound Langford. He only averages 10 rebounds. Here's the run out, Sean East for a layup. East has 4, the lead is now 7.
Good timeout by JR.
And there it is. We'll take a 30-second break with him. You're listening to South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Shop Bloomington Hardware on the corner of College Mall Row and Covenanter Drive, open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 8, Sunday 10 to 6, your local True Value. Start right, start here. Black Lumber has everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. Count on Black Lumber. Barney Scott Gym, 12-5, New Albany over South, 312, quarter number one, South Basketball, attacking your internet and radio dial from right to left in their road blacks. Anthony Leal on the left wing, happy not to see Langford on him. He's moved over to Coyle. Coyle has the ball, stopped by Langford. Here goes Jager in for a layup off the glass, blocked. And Julian Hunter got a piece of that. New Albany knocks it out of bounds. Jim Shannon doesn't like the call, but Jim Shannon isn't refereeing the game tonight. He has won 544 games in a state championship. J.R. Holmes has him beat by one.
Yeah.
Two titles for South.
Yeah, and Noah Jager's got to be able to hit that shot. I mean, he made a beautiful move, cut to the basket wide open, and threw it completely over the rim, not even close to the cylinder, to bank it in.
I'm not going to ask you South's field goal percentage right now because I know it's not very good. Turnover, Anthony Leal. East picks it up. Left-hand layup. Leal blocks it. Great recovery from the sophomore, and then Sean East fouls it. His first foul, and New Albany's first as a team. 2:41 to go in quarter number one. The Seymour Regional semifinal number two. The Bloomington South Panthers trailing 12-5 here. And, Terry, the shooting has been ice cold.
Ice cold for the Panthers. Right now, that was just a lucky. I mean, you talk about dodging a bullet on that sequence right there to come away with actually two straight stops as Langford missed two free throws. And now East misses a layup. South gets it back.
Stop and stop, and here come, hopefully, the Panthers looking to start. It's a weave out front, trying to get anything in driving lanes. Leal, 18-footer, boom. Leal has 7 points, and the lead is 12-7 for New Albany. Leal has not looked like he's been bothered too much by what's going on out here, and has hit two of his first three shots.
Yeah, he's 2-for-4 starting
out. 2-for-4, excuse me.
Yeah, and he's got a 3 and a 2. Bamba had the other one to lead it off. Phil King now takes his turn on Romeo and promptly fouls him.
The problem with Romeo Langford is he can beat you left, right, or center. There is not force him to his left. That doesn't work with top 10 national recruits. They can play with both hands. He will take the ball out of bounds underneath the South basket, or out the New Albany basket, rather, and find Sean East in the corner. East is left-handed. Noah Jager finds him. Here's Horrigan out front that goes right back to East. He calls for a ball screen right wing. Kicks opposite to Stevenson. He dribbles in the lane. Guess who they're looking for? It's a 2-3 zone from South. It is, to a degree. Langford, man-to-man with King. Step-back three-pointer off balance. Terrible shot. And that's off Julian Hunter. South basketball.
Very good.
That's what you need Romeo to do. Go sideways. He can't go north and south. He goes east and west. You got a shot.
That's right. Make him go that way. Make him take threes. Adam Graham has snuck in the ball game, and I happen to think he's going to be somebody that could be a key for South in this ball game with his height and hopefully helping them get some rebounds.
1:35 to go, quarter number one, 12-7. New Albany leads South. Phillip King baseline, right-hand layup, in and out. Off Adam Graham and goes the other way. That's a bad call, but I can see why the referee saw it. The ball was tipped out of bounds through his hands from New Albany, but was adjudged to hit his hand at last. 90 seconds to go, 12-7.
Three missed layups for South, by the way.
At least. Coyle, King, and Jager have all missed layups.
Coyle's was a tough shot.
That was a tough one.
But I've seen him hit it.
20 points a game. He's got to hit those. Langford into the lane, left-handed. Finds Stevenson in the corner for three. His is off. Rebound, Horrigan. Second chance opportunity. Left-hand flip. No good. Leal's in there battling. Grabs a rebound for South. 1 minute to go, quarter one. South down 5, looking to cut in this lead. Corner three from King. No good. Front rim. Horrigan grabs another rebound. He has at least 4 of those here in the first quarter. 1 minute left. Nope, less than that. 45 seconds. East working on King. Crosses him over. 18-foot jumper. Terry said, whoa, he liked that crossover. And here comes South. Coyle leading the break. He has to go to the basket here. Does. East fouls him. No call. And it's a rebound for Stevenson. Outlet to Langford. 32 seconds. 12-7 New Albany by 5. Crossover into the lane. Right-hand layup. No good. Rebound. Langford puts it in. It's not going to count as Adam Graham will pick up his first foul of the game. And Jim Shannon has been officially warned to stay in his coach's box.
And the 4,000 New Albany faithful are not liking that warning, but he's been out complaining.
If I was anyone, I'd be J.R. Holmes out complaining. Coyle spun into the lane.
Yeah.
East gave him at least two shots. He missed a layup that hasn't been his quarter, but he did not get any love to get to the 90% foul shooter to the line as well. It's New Albany's ball underneath their basket. They lead by 5, 12-7, 27 seconds to go. Langford has it. They all run away from him. He beats Graham baseline, lays it up and in. That's too easy, Terry.
Yeah, and that's just poor defense. No talking by the Panthers. And allowing the best player on the floor to essentially waltz in without a problem.
8-7-6. Jaeger spins in the lane, throws it to the corner. King for three. It's got to go in. It's short. Tipped up. Langford has it at the buzzer. That will not count, and it didn't go in from Chance Coyle anyhow. The end of one. New Albany 14, Bloomington South 7. We're back with more South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com after this 30-second timeout. Getting ready for quarter number two here in semifinal number two. The Barney Scott Gym in Seymour, Indiana is packed to the rafters. 8,100 fans, most of them wearing red, white, and black, traveling up Interstate 65 from New Albany. The Bulldogs have the lead 14-7 after an ice-cold shooting quarter from the Panthers. But, Terry, they're still in the game. They haven't. They're not making every shot and getting blown. They're not making anything, they're right there.
3 for 14, Glass. And so far at 14-7, they're probably, you know, they've missed four layups. And also New Albany's had two trips down. They came up empty, and I'm kind of shocked at that.
South starts with the ball in the second quarter. Phillip King, Chris Bamba, Jaeger, Coyle, and Leal. King in the corner. Jaeger out top. Left wing, Leal, in the post to Coyle. I like that move. Get him closer to the basket. Bamba,
nice.
Back cut. King, Coyle, slices, dices to the rack, and is rejected by Julian Hunter. East picks it up for the Bulldogs, puts it through his legs two or three times, and they will have their first sortie of the second quarter. They lead by 7, 7:19 to go in quarter number two, half number one. Out front is Stevenson, right wing is East. East has Bamba with him, screen and roll with King. They switch to Langford. It's now Bamba and Langford in the right corner, one-on-one. Left-hand dribble, travels, and they get a foul instead on Chris Bamba. That will be his second, I believe. It is. Foul number two, 7:04 to go, quarter number two. New Albany 14, Bloomington South 7. Langford had 9 of the New Albany 14 in the first quarter. He's as good as advertised. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. He scored only 24 against South in their first matchup, Terry, that you were witness to. What were some of the keys of slowing him down that night?
I think that night was just really early in the season. I think everybody's just trying to get their legs under him. He was not aggressive. He was not near as aggressive as he is right now. And I think they were just kind of picking their spots. And, you know, this was a fairly close game all the way through. South even had a lead in the fourth quarter.
South is switching everything. That put Jaeger on Langford. Langford goes to the basket for two. His first 2 points in the second quarter, the lead is 9 for New Albany. Back cut is kicked. How are we going to miss that one, boys? There's two of you standing right there. Sean East puts his hand up and says, guys, I kicked it. Out of bounds to South.
South 3 of 14.
Basket.
New Albany 6 of 16. And South's getting destroyed on the boards 13-5 because New Albany's getting all the missed shots that South has and several of their own missed shots.
Panthers looking to inbounds underneath their own basket. Hickman is back in the game into the lane. Leal picks up his dribble. Hickman for three. The freshman, bang.
Yes.
Needed that one badly. And it's 16-10 as a three from Connor Hickman. Maybe that will get them going.
Hey, this young guy's not scared. Oh, a long one by Romeo, and
no,
that's
good.
That's what we want him to do.
Shoot threes, Romeo. Breaking out is Jaeger. Back cut. Chance Coyle drops it and turns it over. Here comes Langford the other way. One on five, you can know a noticeable difference to South transition defense this quarter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter as Langford kicks through, throws a pass behind his head into the corner for three, and Stevenson buries it.
And this is the first person that scored other than Langford or East at the 5:53 mark in the second quarter, Glass.
And, of course, it's a three-pointer because why wouldn't it be?
Of course.
Here comes the Panthers, 5:45 to go, as Terry mentioned, 19-10. Just when they thought they had a little rhythm trying to get back into it, Langford, the pass was the better part there. Hickman spins on Horrigan. Left-hand layup is short. That's the fifth missed layup, at least for South. Into the front court is Sean East with a nine-point lead. Left-hand dribble, and Noah Jaeger is going to be called for a foul. Try to pick his pocket, Terry. I think he got his watch.
You're not going to steal the ball from him, period. You're not going to do it. You're wasting your time trying. And now we're in a 1-1 already with 5:27. Before the end of the half.
Sean East will go to the line. He shoots 83%. That's the other problem with New Albany. Langford and East both shoot 83% from the line, so
yeah,
you can't hack a Shaq or do anything like that to him as well. Into the game is Grayson Rowland. He replaces Philip King. King exits, and East goes to the line. The left-handed point guard, you tell me, is going to be an All-State player.
I think he should be.
On the way, and good. His fifth point, he gets the bonus. He averages 19 points, 5 assists, and 3 steals. Jim Shannon will coach the Indiana All-Stars this year. That won't hurt his case at all, will it, Terry?
No, I mean, anybody that sees this team play, they know that there's one more All-Star on it besides Romeo as he misses the second free throw.
Good. We'll put a little hex on him
there. Yeah, and Grayson Rowland with a quick rebound.
New Albany has made 2 and missed 3. And that's for a team that shoots 79%. Leal beats Langford baseline. Here comes the help. Here comes the block. Langford swats it out of the sky. East the other way. Left-hand layup around Rowland and in. And you can hear the New Albany Bulldog crowd getting fired up, and you can hardly blame them. It's 22-10, 5:05 to go. We'll keep it here in quarter number 2. We'll thank the Eye Center of Southern Indiana. They're truly changing lives with eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer. Call 812-334-1213. And Keller Heating and Air Conditioning, your local factory authorized carrier dealer. Call Keller Heating and Air Conditioning today. 812-332-1161. Terry, we hope the shooting would get better in the second quarter. South's made one shot in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, they're one for four, so it's not too bad a start. But in the same vein, New Albany is 3 for 4. And at 22-10, this is getting in a precarious spot for the Panthers, because they have got, I mean, Glass, they've missed 5 layups. I mean,
they have.
You hit 4 of them.
And Chance Coyle, I mean, Terry,
has not scored.
He can't get off the mark. He's missed a couple of those layups. He's tried to force it in the post. He's tried to take some contested jumpers. They need to get him going because he's the volume scorer that Anthony Neal needs to help out with. He can't leave it all on the sophomore shoulders
right now. Absolutely not.
Here we go, 4:57 and counting, quarter 2, sectional semifinal number 2. Rowland and Leal exchange passes on the left wing. It comes to the top of the key to Jaeger. He drives in, spins,
nice,
finds Hickman,
roll,
who settles for a 3 for Leal instead, and it's good. Anthony Leal, his 8th point, and a big shot there that brings the Panthers to 22-13.
Now we need a couple of stops, Glass. Just play solid defense. Maybe get a turnover, but just keep them from scoring and let South get back down and maybe get another bucket here.
Coyle on Langford. It's a double on Langford. Somebody's open,
and Leal
picks the pocket. There's one stop. Throws it up. Back to Leal. Alley-oop. Lays it in off the glass, and no good. Layup number 6 missed. In transition is East. He finds Stevenson, tries to dribble it out of bounds. Stolen by South. Turnover New Albany. Anthony Leal has it. They turn it and go through Jaeger. Jaeger at the top of the key. He spins into the lane. Pulls up on Chris Johnson. Fade away 2. No good from 12 feet. The rebound is East. He is a one-man fast break. Pulls up for 3. In and out. No good. Chance Coyle gets the rebound, but Anthony Leal is going to be called for a foul. His 2nd as he rode Romeo Langford into the front row. That's a tough call. He's blocking out. I don't know if that's a reputation call, Terry, but we know it's Leal's 2nd foul.
Yeah, I mean, Romeo's going to get his share of calls because – because, number 1, Glass, he's the aggressor most of the time. And you know what happens. The aggressor is not usually the one that's going to get that call against him. They probably should have just been a play on, no call whatsoever.
I couldn't agree with you more. 2 superstar kids don't care anything about what these officials are calling. Play ball. Lankford, 83%. Not good tonight. First of one is good here. He is now 2 for 4. He is 14 of the 23.
South still economical. 2 turnovers, 1 in each quarter so far. 4 for New Albany as he misses another free throw.
Bricks another one. So Lankford is just 2 of 4 at the line. That's the only thing he's done wrong. 3:50 to go, quarter two. New Albany leads by 10, 23-13. South desperately looking for some rhythm offensively. But let's not forget, New Albany can guard. Grayson Rowland strokes a three
yes.
and scores.
You and I saw him in the first game against Edgewood. And this kid can shoot. South now 23-16. Creeping back up, only 7. New Albany gets a little nervous right
South's
now.
South's last 3 field goals are all 3-pointers, Terry. That's not a bad way to get back into a game when you found yourself down 13 points. Driving is Stevenson at the glass. I'm sorry, that's not Stevenson. That is Sean East. Add 2 more for the savvy senior. And he has 9. 25-16. The lead is back to 9. South with the ball. Coyle double team, triple team. Coyle double teamed again. Keeps his dribble, keeps his head up. 2 South players run into each other.
McCoy
has a leaning layup
nice.
And scores. Maybe that will get him going. The senior who averages 20 grabs his first 2. 25-18 as he gets off the schneid. 2:47 to go, quarter number 2, half number 1.
Savvy move by Chance now. Panthers need a stop right here. And guess who's got the ball trying to score?
And guess who's guarding him? A freshman. In the corner. 3 on the way. No good. Coyle with the rebound.
Coyle got away with a foul.
Into the front court is Rowland. Rowland tries to work on Hunter, thinks better of it, and finds Connor Hickman, who has senior Sean East guarding him, almost at the 10-second line. JR holds up 3 fingers, and so does Hickman. Left-hand side dribble. Leal to the top, runs through. Now it's Rowland, 25 feet away from the basket. South being particular and patient, looking for some driving lanes. New Albany is pretty good man-to-man defensively.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely good. Phillip King taking in Starks. Oh, here we go.
Hickman for 3 is no good. Kept alive by Rowland. Lankford picks it up. 1 on 4 all the way to the goal. Lays it in and over the front rim. Romeo Lankford. Cruising
14.
Along. 14. I said he had 14 before the free throws. I'm not any good at math. That's why I don't keep the stats here. 96 seconds to go in quarter number 2. South finds himself down by 9. Here's Leo working on Lankford. Puts his shoulder into him. I don't mind that. Get his attention. Get him fired up. Bully him. Do something to him. Don't let him be comfortable.
Yeah, he's not a China doll. He's not going to fall apart.
Step
Come on,
back.
Chance.
3 for Chance. Coyle is good. Coyle has 5 in the quarter, 5 all night, and the lead is down to 6.
Closest.
Those 3-pointers, Terry.
Yep, closest the Panthers have been in a while, Glass. What they've got to do now is get a stop. I don't care how. Turnover, miss shot, rebound. Be aggressive.
Little jump defense here, and they call it.
Oh, that's great. There's your turnover. That's going to be on Starks.
Darren Starks, the sophomore.
He snuck in on us, but I'll tell you what.
Him and Johnson have alternated a little bit in there, rotating through. They took Howergan out and put him in.
I'm not sure that's a very, you know.
It's only their second foul.
It's not a great call. Yeah, it's only their second foul, so they obviously don't foul much. But right here now as I say this and with 1 minute to go, General JR is probably going to tell him, let's get one.
Absolutely
get the final shot. We'll cut this. To 4 or to 3 heading into halftime.
49 seconds to go. Connor Hickman has it comfortably out front. Guarding him is Julian Hunter, the sophomore from New Albany. He's supposed to be the next big star coming through their program. We have plenty of stars in the South program as well we need to keep an eye on. Sophomore Noah Jaeger, Anthony Leal, Hickman. 30 seconds remaining. South will hold for the last shot. J&S Locksmith is a proud sponsor of high school athletics. Stop out to see Jimmy and the crew, 508 West 17th Street. Right in Bloomington, 18-17-16. The ball's in Coyle's hand, or is in King's hands, excuse me. I'm sorry, that's Coyle. Yeah, I was right the first time. Trying to look through the New Albany crowd here. Behind the back dribble, finds King. Here's Jaeger, penetrates, throws it up off the glass. Short, tipped up, no good from Hickman. Rebound Stevenson, and as you can hear the buzzer in the background, that's halftime. Your halftime score, the New Albany Bulldogs 27, your Bloomington South Panthers 21. We'll break for 60 seconds. You're listening to South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Welcome back to the Barney Scott Gymnasium, the Seymour Campus. The Owls. Who? The Owls.
Who?
27-21, New Albany leads Bloomington South in regional semifinal game number two. I can't believe I sat here and watched the entire first game as Center Grove handled Evansville North. The final score there was 69-44. I did write down the final score. Losing my mind there. Let's check some other scores from around the state that we know are finals. One that we're keeping an eye on, or kept an eye on, past tense because it's final. It was the early game. In 3A, number 6, Danville, 64. Number 2, Attucks, 55. Danville is 21-4. They advance to the Greencastle Regional Final. Why is that important? Because the Edgewood Mustangs are playing game number 2 of that regional. The Mustangs are taking on Lebanon. And as soon as I get a score from the very busy internet service here,
yes, it is,
in New Albany, or in New Albany, it feels like New Albany, with 8,100 people here, we will pass that score along to you. Cannot retrieve tweets at this time. Try later. Well, I'm trying later.
Imagine that.
The halftime show this afternoon is brought to you by Keller Heating and Air Conditioning, your local factory-authorized carrier dealer serving Monroe County and surrounding areas since 1972. Find them online at kellerheating.com. The first quarter couldn't have got off to a worse shooting start for the Panthers as they went only 3 of 14, but found themselves only down 14-7. We know how good Romeo Langford is. He gave you a little preview of that, but he did miss 2 free throws out of 3 attempts. He did score 9 in the quarter. Sean East helped him out with the other 4 points for New Albany. But it was the South Panthers who didn't play well and hung around. That was the most impressive part. Chris Bombo opened the scoring. Anthony Leal added 5, 14-7 after 1. Things started swaying the Bulldogs' direction. South had trouble finishing at the rim. They also had trouble scoring in general. New Albany didn't. They jogged out to a 22-10 lead before a timeout was called. J.R. Holmes getting everybody's head back in the ball game, and it worked. Why? Well, South went out and knocked down some threes. The 12-point lead evaporated, and here we are at halftime, 27-21. The Eye Center of Southern Indiana is truly changing lives with their eye LASIK. Don't wait any longer. Call 812-334-1213. And a look at our first half stats is the man who carries this broadcast, Terry Stultz.
Yeah, buddy. Okay. 8 for 27 from the field.
After 3 of 14.
Yeah. I mean, they were, 3 of 14, 21%. Well, now they're up to 296, almost 30. But the key glass was that second quarter, 3 of 5 from three-ball range. Panthers now 4 of 9 from there. That helps them a lot because they have not taken a free throw because New Albany does not foul you.
They do not.
At least
they
don't call any fouls.
Team fouls for the game.
8 points for Anthony Leal, who shot the ball, again, not really well because nobody shot it well, but he's hit a couple of big threes. He's hit the only 2 threes he's taken. 8 points for Anthony. 5 points for Chance Coyle, who got a 3 and another layup right before that in the second quarter. 3 points apiece for Connor Hickman. A 3 in that second quarter. Also, Grayson Rowland hit a 3. 2 points, very first 2 of the game for Chris Bamba. Phil King, Noah Jager, and Adam Graham have all played and not scored. For the New Albany Bulldogs, 11 of 24 from the field, so just under 50%. Only 2 of 9 from three-ball range. You and I were talking driving down here. Make them shoot threes. Pull it in the paint and make them shoot them. They're not going to hit too many. They are only 3 of 7 from the free throw line.
Which is a team that shoots 79%. They shoot better than South from the line. South's an excellent free throw shooting team. They are 79. South is 78. Maybe it's the rims. Maybe it's the pressure that goes along with doing this. But the good news is they are not torching. Add 4 points to their score, and it's a 10-point game. So
yeah,
and their big guys are missing free throws. Nobody else for this team is going to the free throw.
No, I mean, Romeo's 2 for 5, and Sean East is 1 for 2. That's their free throws. Romeo has 14 points. He's 6 of 12 on the field, 0 for 4 from three-ball range.
Why would he shoot another three-pointer in this game?
I wouldn't. 7 rebounds, 0 for Romeo. Now, 10 points for Sean East. He's 4 for 8 from the field, 1 of 2 from threes, 1 of 2 from the line, and 5 rebounds. I mean, they right there have a 3-point lead on South by themselves. Derek Stevenson did hit a 3 in the second quarter.
That was a big 3 because South just got back into the game through Connor Hickman.
Yep.
And looking at my notes, it was 16-10 after Hickman's 3. 16-7 goes to 16-10. And Langford goes in and gets quadruple teamed, throws a pass like Magic Johnson around his head.
Yeah.
And Stevenson knocks down the open 3. You could live with that if you're South.
Yeah.
Stevenson can shoot threes. He's a 43% shooter, so maybe that's not the best idea. But you want, who do you want shooting? You want Romeo shooting twos at the bucket, or do you want him shooting threes?
So after that, Julian Hunter hasn't scored. Trey Horrigan does have 4 rebounds, which is what he needs
to do.
All
in the first quarter.
All in the first quarter. Didn't score. Darren Starks also did not score. So there's your 27-21. South has missed 6 point-blank layups, if not more. I can count you six.
Minimum of 6.
And I'm telling you, let's just say you hit 3 of those 6, you're tied at halftime. Glass, the Panthers are lucky as you know what to still be in this game. And the thing is, they are still in this game, and they're pushing New Albany.
The next step in that comeback is to take advantage of being in the game. Make some layups, find some open shots, try to slow down Langford and his mates. At the Greencastle Regional, halftime score, Lebanon 14, Edgewood 12, in an absolute pitcher's duel. The second half, though, is off to a flying start, as there are points, and some more points being scored there. Lebanon leads 25-21 with around 4 minutes to go in quarter number 3. Trevor Taylor, the freshman there, is guarding Lebanon's best player. He has 11 points because he's tough to guard. We'll keep you updated on that score as the second half continues. Our halftime show is sponsored by J&S Locksmith. They're a proud sponsor of high school athletics. Stop out to see Jimmy and the crew at 508 West 17th Street in Bloomington. We'll take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we'll preview half number 2 and get you ready for the second half of the second semifinal from the Lloyd Scott Gym in Seymour. You're listening to South Panther Basketball on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com. Barney Scott Gymnasium in Seymour, Indiana, 8100, and there is not, the only seats you can see open in the bleachers are the aisleways that the fire code and fire commissioner has told them to stay out of. It is packed, and it is packed with plenty of red, white, and black. You hear the final buzzer here as we're getting close to the halftime whistle. Let's thank some of our sponsors who are making regional basketball happen today. Hilliard Lions is at 202 South College Avenue here in Bloomington. Visit them at Hilliard.com, investment counseling to grow, protect, and manage wealth since 1854. And Andy and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine and Transmission Installation Experts, where are they? They're at Advanced Auto Care, 1077 Air Drive. Call 812-330-1620. We thank all of our sponsors for bringing it. Here we go. Half number 2, New Albany attacking from right to left. In their whites, Romeo puts his shoulder down and scores the first 2 of the half. 29-21 here to open up quarter number 3. Who else would it be to get things started, Terry?
No, they're not taking any chances. I mean, that was just a smart play call by Jim Shannon. Got it to the guy that, you know, nobody can really stop. Noah Jaeger, 3, hit that, buddy.
No good. Rebound Langford, his 8th. Langford, one-man fast break. Chris Bamba grabbed him. Langford gets called on the foul. You can hear the table smashing. Langford, Bamba did a senior move there. He grabbed his arm, and when Langford tried to break free, it looked like he grabbed him. That's what happened. It's the wrong call, but it's the right play from Bamba, and it's Langford's first foul, and you would have thought that
That's the first time I've seen any emotion on Romeo Langford's face. And he literally went up to the official and talked to him about it.
He said he couldn't believe it and said, I didn't do anything. And Bamba got him there. So a great piece of the dark arts, as our English friends call it, chicanery gamesmanship. Here's Philip King. Anthony Leal for three. Needs to hit it. Short again. Rebound, Coyle. Coyle looks at Langford. Thinks better about it. Kicks it in the corner. Here's Bamba for three. No good. Rebound, Stevenson. Here comes East. New Albany by eight. 6:58. Quarter number three. Langford, right-hand dribble. Blows by Coyle. Fader in the lane. No good. Coyle gets the rebound. He finds Jaeger. Jaeger pushes into the front court. Finds Leal. Leal, baseline jumper, 15-footer, short. Short. Oh. Off the rim. East has it. Lost it. Bamba's in there making a nuisance again. And here comes Langford. 8-point. Langford coast-to-coast lays it in. That's unstoppable because he's that good. 18 points for the senior.
Yeah. Their break is just so fast.
It's a one-man fast break.
And they're passing it, and they're not dribbling the ball. They're passing it up the floor, and they're sprinting down the floor.
South has had a couple of chances here to cut into the lead. Instead, it's ballooned to 10, 31-21, 6:15 to go. Regional semifinal number two. The Trojans of Center Grove handled Evansville North 69-44. That game was close for about a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half, before the Trojans opened it up. South with the ball, their black third kits. Bamba, top of the key, back cut from Jaeger, cut off by East. Bamba looks, finds Philip King, right-hand dribble, pass Hunter. Jaeger's got to knock this three down. He takes it, short, rebound, Coyle. Coyle in the trees, Coyle, pump fake, up, misses a layup. Stevenson rebounds, or rebound by Stevenson. You pick, and here comes Langford. 5:37, quarter number three, the lead is 10. Langford has 18.
And the Panthers are ice cold, 0-6 to start the third quarter.
That was 8 for 27 at halftime. That is 8 for 33.
That's not a recipe to come back on these guys.
But they're only down 10.
If they get it, and there's a stop here. Oh, almost. Great play by Chance Coyle.
East picks up the crumbs, kicks it to Stevenson, right wing. Top of the key to East, puts it through his legs. Listen to what coach has to say. Looks like screen and roll coming with Langford. Screen and roll. Oh, Jaeger switches down. That's not going to help. Run double at him. And a blocking foul on Noah Jaeger. That's not the matchup South wants there, Terry. That's two fouls on Noah. And the ball's out of bounds underneath the New Albany basket. Jim Stafford of RE/MAX Acclaim Properties wants to help you out. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable resource in Jim Stafford. He'll work hard to earn your trust. Call Jim Stafford, RE/MAX Acclaim Properties, 812-325-4453. Langford and Coyle. Langford's in no hurry to do anything. With a 10-point lead and 4:47 to go in the third quarter, New Albany really can be as patient as they'd like. Here's Langford. Right-hand drive. Cut off by Coyle. Kicks in the corner to East. East and Jaeger are the matchup there. Langford's in the post. He's double-teamed as Philip King comes over with Coyle to make sure that nothing is going to come easy. They're leaving Stevenson opposite, it looks like. They try to screen and roll him. Langford just won't make a bad decision, Terry. That's the one thing you notice about him. He rarely forces the pass.
South's in like a boxing chaser right now. And I'm kind of – there's an offensive foul.
Sean East picks up his second. He extended the arm in the push-off.
Well, I mean, my gosh.
Only about seven New Albany fans were against that call. Those are the blind lovers of New Albany. The rest of the New Albany basketball fans, which are good fans, saw the push-off clearly. And with 4:10 to go in quarter number three, the lead is 10.
These people not only come out in droves, but they do know their basketball. And
that's why I pointed out just a few of
yes.
them. Coyle tries to throw the ball away. It's saved by King. Here's Coyle for three. Puts it on the deck. Goes past Stevenson. And lays it in. All right, Chance.
Nice
Let's
move.
Get some things rolling here.
That's right.
First two of the quarter, first two of the quarter for South. 31-23. It took 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
Just getting Chance Coyle, see him get a couple of buckets, go down.
A layup goes down.
I mean, pick up, his defense has been fine. He's already got seven rebounds. Boom.
Slam dunk, Romeo Langford. Back screen. Didn't see him sneaking through the trees, and he has 20. His average is 36. The lead is 10, 3:20, quarter number three. South must find ways to slow them down.
And the other thing is South needs to find ways to score. Nice knifing, spinning move by Chance Coyle.
That was an accurate description.
Wow.
Two layups in a row for the senior. He averages 20. He has 9. Langford the other way. Always rejected, but I think they get Coyle with the
ball. They're going to get Coyle underneath. You're right.
The block on top was good.
Anthony Leo got the ball clean, but Chance was caught underneath him in front. Just his second, so that's good. But it sends Romeo to the line. We'll see if he can better his free throw percentage from today.
Langford's missed 3 and made 2. He's 83%. He has 20 points. A lovely stroke, and it's short, front rims, and rolls in. It's good to see him get a break every once in a while, Terry.
Yeah, he needs a break.
Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Indiana, named to the Jordan Brand All-Star Classic game yesterday. Second one is up and good. 12-point lead. He has 8 in the quarter. Well, if you average 36, Terry, you have to get about 10 a quarter, don't you?
Yeah,
about 9 at 9? I'm not good at this math thing I've told you.
Yeah, because it's 35-25. That's only 10. Novak's cringing right now listening.
He should cringe.
He's trying to keep us up on some Edgewood scores while the Twitterverse is
Tangle. Rolling. It's good.
Tangle.
It's good here.
Is it good? Okay.
It's good. Down 10, South's ball, 2:40, quarter 3. The winner moves on to take on Center Grove tonight at 8 o'clock. Chris Bamba drives, left hand, cut off by Horgan. Traveled.
Yep.
Turnover South.
Only
Not
their
many
third.
Of them.
Only their third of the game. I mean, I like Bamba's aggressiveness, but being left-handed, he was on the wrong side of the floor to do anything, and you, being a lefty, understand that.
Tony Kinzer Body Shop wishes all of our local high school teams good luck in today's busy regionals. Call Tony Kinzer Body Shop to let them help you out. 812-339-1873. 2:19, quarter number 3, South by the skin of their chin are in this game. Here's Julian Hunter, who makes the lead 12, and that's the biggest it's been all night. 37-25. It was 22-10 in the second quarter. New Albany with 2 minutes to go. Phillip King, left-hand drive, misses another layup. Langford has it. He's trying to be double-teamed, and Chris Bamba will pick up the foul. Bamba tried to beat him to the spot. I don't blame him. But when you have a double or a triple team there, you kind of got to wait for the cavalry. But there is no waiting with Langford. He just goes.
Yeah, no, he's
a super player.
You can't stop him. And
3 fouls on Bamba.
And we got Grayson Rowland and
Connor Hickman in.
Connor
the game.
Hickman in. Maybe
senior guards get a blow.
Yeah, they need a break right now. And these two young lads both had 3s in the second quarter when South made a little run and got it down to 6 at half.
Derek Stevenson, left wing for New Albany. Their lead is 12, 1:45 to go. Corner to Langford. Langford and Leal. Double team, top of the key. Stevenson for another 3. He's 2 for 2 tonight.
Man.
And that stings. You have to pick your poison. And Stevenson has, I believe, taken 2 shots or 3 shots and made 2 of them, both 3s.
He's 2 for 3. All 3 were 3 balls.
And now the lead is 15, the biggest of the night. 40-25, 1:20 to go, quarter number 3. Right-hand dribble, Roland finds Hickman. Hickman throws the ball away. Sean East has it. New Albany by 15. East pulls up for 3. 18.
Oh, man.
That hurts. 43-25, 65 seconds to go. Sean East has 12. The lead is 18. And a 6-point halftime lead for New Albany has been extended. South will hold the ball, and there's a foul away from the ball, and it's going to be on Grayson Rowland with a moving screen. That's the last thing South needed right there, Terry.
Yeah, and JR wasn't going to call a timeout. He was hoping to hold the ball, get a good shot there. I mean, I know he hates to call a timeout after this run, but South's only scored 4 points in this quarter, Glass, and they've just been rampaged. 16-4 outscored in this quarter.
New Albany is the real deal.
Yeah.
If there are 2 teams better than them in the state, this is going to be an amazing state finals, perhaps. Langford, top of the key, right-hand dribble, off balance, off the window, no good. Put back up by Hunter, and he is fouled. Julian Hunter will make his first, or try to make his first contributions to the box score in the scoring department today.
Well, he had that 2 a while ago, but that's his only 2. Wasn't that him that had a score a little bit ago in that third?
Perhaps.
And made it 12. He made it to a 12-point lead. 37-25 was him getting a layup.
His first free throw is short and bounces in again.
He's a nice player, really. I mean,
he's a 48% free throw shooter.
Yeah, he's not a nice free throw shooter. These guys, the rest of the crew, just – and Romeo's going out.
Into the game is Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, who saw a lot of playing time against North Cougars our last broadcast of the regular season. And Savion Southers is in, number 13.
The
so
senior.
That's good, yeah.
Gets a little time. Second one is on the way, and no good. Rebound, Anthony Leal. 44-25, 30 seconds to go, quarter three. Leal behind his back finds Hickman. Chance Coyle looks at a three, decides to put it on the deck. Goes through Stevenson, he blocks a shot. 20 seconds to go, the lead's 19. Johnson to the 10, it's 21. 46-25. And that's going to be a mountain to climb. Coyle for a three. Short front rim, rebound Hunter. Here comes Johnson. Savion Southers rejected by Coyle. Southers rebound, scores. 48-25 as you hear the buzzer beneath me go off. And a game that was 6 points at halftime has absolutely exploded in New Albany's favor, just like we hear their crowd. We'll break for 60 seconds. You're listening to South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. And we thank the People's State Bank, a local bank helping individuals, families, and businesses for over 100 years. A bank that truly cares about people. It's right there in the name, the People's State Bank. Fourth quarter action, South down 23 with the basketball, traveling left to right on your radio dial. Nothing short of a miracle comeback here, Terry Stoltz. They try an alley-oop play to Coyle. It's knocked down, but there's going to be a foul on Stevenson. He did climb over Coyle to knock that away. Or are they calling it on Coyle? In the high school game, sometimes you've seen everything, and this one will be on Stevenson. Stevenson's first foul, team foul number three for New Albany. It's amazing they don't foul. As quick as they are and as athletic as they are, they just stay away from it. South basketball.
No, they do. They do. Yeah. They did an excellent job. They move their feet. They don't reach.
Coyle for three. Got it. Chance Coyle. Let's see if he can get real hot here in the fourth quarter and pull off a somewhat of a miracle. 7:34 to go. It's a 20-point lead. Savion Southers' floater is rejected by Anthony Leal. King finds Leal. Leal breaks out, goes through Stevenson. He scores, and just like that, it's a quick 5-0 run, 48-30. South picks up full court with Phillip King. 7:20 to go, down 18. East is cool. Right-hand dribble doesn't seem to bother him. Uses both hands, finds Hunter underneath for a layup. Julian Hunter, he now has five, and the lead is back to 20 with 7:08 to go in the fourth.
South 2-for-11 in that dismal third quarter.
And Chance Coyle, it's not going to count. Foul on the floor, Stevenson. He picks up his third.
And 0-for-5 for three ball range. So 10-for-38 for the game, Glass. You're not going to win too many with that type of a. And still, South has not shot a free throw in this game.
Jim Shannon takes a quick timeout. We'll keep it here to thank our sponsors. It's a 30-second timeout. We will thank Smithville Security. And Smithville, they have low energy, low-cost energy management equipment that allows you to manage your lights, thermostat, and more over a monitored security system. Call Smithville, 812-876-2211. And the South Central Oral Surgery Center, they'll help you with everything from wisdom teeth removal to teeth in a day. You can visit their website at indianaoralsurgery.com. We thank all of our sponsors for making high school basketball possible, including the Urban Air Trampoline Park. It's your best location for your next birthday party. Don't forget about their daily fitness jumps, too. Online, urbanairtrampolinepark.com/Bloomington. Panthers ball down 20, just under 7 minutes to go, quarter number four. Jaeger spins into the lane, throws it up, fouled, and it won't go in. Terry, getting points at the foul line isn't the worst idea I've seen.
No, since the Panthers, this will be the first free throws they have shot in the whole game. So we'll see how that goes. Noah's an excellent free throw shooter. Hopefully he'll knock both of these down. But it's 50-30 with 6:54 to go, and he hits the first.
Noah Jaeger, good free throw shooter, as we know. And he knocks down the first one, as Terry mentions. His first points of the night. That's not helped the South cause.
Nope.
And there's the second one. 2 points. The lead is 18, 50-32, 6:54.
Little full court action right now for South. It's probably a good idea. It won't hurt. Let's see if they can get coax a turnover or two out of New Albany.
How does New Albany break the press, Terry?
Easily. Give it to Romeo, and he goes full court.
And we'll get two shots as Chris Bamba picks up his fourth foul. He could not hold him, and don't feel bad, Chris. Not many have or will or can. Langford 83% from the line this year, this season. He's missed three tonight, but he's made four. And now he's made five. It just looks nice coming out of his hand, doesn't it, T?
He's got a nice shot. I mean, it's just
fluid.
He's got it all.
He does.
He's
a lot of scorers don't rebound. He rebounds.
Oh, he goes after the ball.
And in and out. Another miss there.
Phil King with the rebound.
Pull up three from Leal. Is fouled by Lankford, and he'll shoot three free throws. Lankford got him. You can see his arm fall away there. I'm not sure what the seven fans are booing. The rest of the New Albany people are like, yeah, he got him. And
probably
Anthony
the first
Leal.
Time he's had two fouls on him all year. I mean, I'm just saying. It's only a speculation on my part.
Anthony Leal will lead the charge. He's a great free throw shooter.
All right.
As Leal pops in at 83%, 81, excuse me, on his way. The first of three is good, 51-33, 51-34. And we'll see if the sophomore can complete the un-old-fashioned, the opposite of the old-fashioned three-point play. It's not the natural three-point play either. What do we call this? We need to call this something. And he makes all three. Didn't bother the rim.
It's a turkey is what it is.
There you go. Didn't bother the rim on the last two.
It's like a bowling term.
Trying to trap Lankford. He finds Stevenson as the press release in the middle of the trap, and across the timeline they go. 6:28, lead is 16 after the foul shots. All three of them for Leal. Trap on Lankford. He just won't make bad decisions.
No.
He can see over it. He's tall enough. He's smart enough where he doesn't get in a hurry. And that's why this team only averages 7.6 turnovers.
Yeah.
South only averages 8.2, and there you go.
And neither one of them. Six turnovers for New Albany and four for South right now. So a well-played game that way.
5:57 to go, a 16-point lead, and New Albany is in no hurry to do apps. They're not in a hurry to do anything. They're going to move the ball around. South's going to have to start selling out. Lankford has it with Bamba and has four fouls. 5:45, nothing. And New Albany's just putting the old-fashioned four corners, putting it to the South Panthers right now. No shot clock, Terry. To the victor and to the leader go the spoils.
That's right.
Class 101 in Bloomington, they provide expert guidance in college search, admission, and test prep. Call Class 101 at 812-320-3702. 5:23, 16-point lead, and New Albany has not crossed the half court, the timeline, the three-point line, until Lankford drives and dishes and Stevenson scores. Stevenson has eight.
Yep, Stevenson with his customary 8 points. Coyle with a long three.
Chance Coyle knocks down a big one for South. It's big one in the sense they got to keep scoring.
Yeah, it's 15 for Chance. Still not shooting the ball particularly well, but, you know, he's hit both the threes he's taken in the fourth, and they're trying to make a game of it. South won't just quit. They're not going to give up.
No, they're down 15. They need more three-pointers, and they need stops defensively. And literally, this looks like keep away is what it is right now. New Albany is well-drilled, Terry. They don't even look below the free-throw line if they don't have to. 4:36 to go.
Tip.
There's a little tip ball from Phillip King. No help on the deflection. The senior safety looking to cause bother. Lankford dribbles it off his foot. Bamba's trying to pick it, so is Coyle, and Coyle will get the foul.
You got to be kidding me.
4:26 to go. Coyle's third foul. 1-1 for Lankford.
Looks like Edgewood has a 36-32 lead around the three-minute mark in the fourth. This is from Dave. Joe and Dave are both hitting me with scores.
Awesome.
Appreciate that, guys.
It's worse now.
Obviously, today we need all help we can get.
36-34, 2:19 to go in that game. Lankford makes the first. 24 for Lankford. He's not going to get his season high unless he stays in the final four, 26. The lead is 16 for New Albany. Second one is on the way and is no good. Not a good day from the line.
No, he's not.
That might bother him. I'll add these up when we get another quiet moment here. Leal into the front court, picks his dribble up with Lankford on him. Baseline down to Roland, top of the key to Leal. He needed to shoot that one. He's going to take it on Lankford instead. Off the glass short, picked up rebound Phillip King, or Coyle, excuse me, and puts it in. Chance Coyle scores two, and we'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to South Basketball on WGCLRadio.com.
In
going south season unless they can turn around a 14-point deficit in the fourth quarter. That's where we are. Terry Stoltz is next to me. Alex Lester is high atop One City Center. I'm Mike Glascott. And, Terry, we need a miracle. Let's see what you can do. This is the closest South has been, T, since 37-25 as New Albany turned the turbo boost on and had the lead out to 23 at the end of three. And now Lankford is trapped, 83 feet away from his basket. Outlets to Stevenson across the timeline to Savion. To Savion. We'll just call him Savion.
Savion
Southers. Underneath to Hunter. Hunter had a layup, decided to kick it back out front. Well-drilled, well-disciplined are Jim Shannon's Bulldogs as they have a 14-point lead at 3:45 to go. As South will have to start fouling at some point.
Yeah,
they've got to get it going.
Unfortunately, they are going to have to start fouling. Hopefully, I mean, Southers doesn't play a lot. Just get a couple of, try to get a couple of these guys that they that don't normally play. That's a third on Noah Jaeger.
It is.
And hope they miss some free throws. That's all that South can do right now.
Southers has 2 points, 1-1, 3 points. He'll get another crack at it. Lankford, 6 of 11 from the line. He hasn't been the problem for South today. South issues have been the field goal shooting department of their own doings. Multiple layups that have not fallen. And when New Albany put the pedal to the metal, Terry, it was tough to keep up. 55-40, 3:45 to go. Semifinal number two. The winner will get Center Grove tonight, 8 o'clock here at the Barney Scott Gym. Southern second is on the way. And as you can tell from the New Albany reaction, most of them are staying to watch the last 3:42. King is rejected at the rim by guess who?
Yep.
Romeo. Right-hand dribble. Pulls up. Gets fouled. No call. Hunter.
Oh.
Tip dunk. Missed it. Breaks out. Anthony Leal. Home run pass from Philip King is incomplete. And the turnover is Bloomington South. New Albany will retain possession. Neil Coyle is making sure everybody knows we're going to still full court press. 3:28 to go, down 16. What else is there to do? Get a steal, hit a three. Get a steal, hit another three. At least make it nervy for New Albany. But they break the press through Southers. Southers is ridden by Jaeger.
Oh.
He picks up his fourth foul. Well, if that's a guy you want to foul, you talked about, somebody has to foul him.
Yeah.
They're running out of time.
Yeah. Just he wasn't trying to foul him. He was
but
just
the
sneaking
clock
up behind
stopped.
Him, and he touched him. He touched him, and the referee called
He got his Christmas goose early.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Now he's to the line shooting 1-1.
I'll tell you what, I think he's somebody you don't want to foul because his form looks great, and he's hit nothing but nylon.
5 points
three
for
now.
The senior.
Yeah.
The second of two. Swish.
And again, he's not touching the
so
net.
So that theory has blown up.
Yep, this
right
is, he's the
faces.
Wrong guy. He's the wrong guy.
58-40. Now it's just a... Now it's a damage control exercise unless South can just string together two or three threes. Instead, Noah Jaeger throws
pass.
It off of Chance
just
Coyle's
awful.
Shins. And it's a turnover for South. And that's been the tough part, Terry. Around the basket, that's an unforced turnover. That wasn't due to New Albany's tenacious defense. That was just
no.
a bad pass at
no,
his feet.
Absolutely.
And that's how South's day has gone. The easy has become difficult. The difficult has been impossible. And with 3 minutes to go, they trail by 18. Lankford dribbling through everybody is fouled by Chris Bamba. And I believe that's Bamba. It doesn't matter. Bamba or Jaeger have fouled out. It will be
Bamba.
Senior Chris Bamba. A fantastic career. 4 sectional championships. The football wide receiver and punter. A great multi-sport athlete. And, Terry, we say goodbye to him with 5 fouls.
Yeah. Got the first bucket of the game. Got South off to a good start. And he's not a scorer. He's not there to score. He'll play defense. He provides some toughness. He rebounds well. You know, it's just one of those things. And being a senior, your last basketball game, we'll see what happens.
Romeo Lankford to the line to shoot two with an 18-point lead, 2:57 to go. He has 20, how many? 4? 25? As he is now 7 for 12 from the line. If there's one weakness.
Today, anyway.
There
today.
We go. Lebanon has the ball with 37 seconds to go, down 3. Mustangs lead 41-38 as Lankford hits the second of his bonus. He has all free throws in the quarter, 4 of 6 from the line. Here comes South, 2:50 to go, down 20. Coyle spins on Lankford, tries to get off a shot. Jaeger now will have his turn and can't get by Sean East. Right wing is Grayson Rowland. Horrigan squares him up. Roland goes by him, and Horrigan blocks the shot. And Romeo Langford is there with the rebound. Who else? How many rebounds does Langford have now? It's quite a few, as he will go back to the free throw line as he is fouled in the backcourt.
He has 11.
His average is 10, so he is above that as well. Grayson Roland picks up his second foul. 40-60, 2:33 to go. We'll keep you updated on the Edgewood score as it pops in. The Twitterverse is working again. Here's Langford. Eyes it, flies it, short. No legs today, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean.
Could be something, could not be anything.
I don't know why he's even in the ballgame.
Good question.
With a 20-point lead and 2:33 to go and a big game to play tonight against another Indiana All-Star for next year as he hits the second. I'd have him and Sean East to be on the bench unless South cut it to 10.
Andy Graham's had enough. He's walking out behind us.
Yes.
Here's Grayson Roland. 21-point lead for New Albany. 2:22 to go. And we'll get a traveling call on Philip King, another South turnover. Couldn't see it through the student section of New Albany, but no complaints from South. Does it matter at this stage of the game? I don't believe it does.
No.
The regional final will be Center Grove and New Albany. Langford, double-teamed by Coyle and Roland, throws the ball calmly over the top to their outlet.
Almost over and back.
I don't know why they're running Langford through this, because he's just going to get whacked when he catches the ball, like right there. You know what? Maybe they're trying to pad the stat line. I don't know how that works for Mr. Basketball voting. I don't know how that works for
He doesn't have any competition for Mr. Basketball voting, so it doesn't
I'm
matter.
Running out of paper for circles on free throws in the fourth quarter.
I know.
Langford will go to the line for 1-1. Trevor Taylor misses at the buzzer. It's overtime in Greencastle.
Oh, my goodness.
Jalen Washington hit a
another missed free throw.
Hit a three for Lebanon with 20 seconds to go.
Oh my!
Joe
goodness.
Keto missed. The ball gets tapped out of bounds. It was knocked out of bounds off Lebanon, and Taylor's three misses. 41 apiece. Four more minutes to go in Lebanon. We'll keep you updated on that as Romeo makes 9 in the first, 5 in the second, 8 in the third. That's 22 if you're scoring with us. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 8 below his average, all free throws here in the fourth quarter. And this game has come to a grinding halt.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal.
Pull-up jumper from Chance Coyle, another fantastic four-year player. He will be the all-time leading scorer, even though that one didn't go in. He won't add to his total on that shot, but Chance Coyle obviously heading to the University of Southern Indiana. Four sectional championships. Disappointing that it didn't come off for the South Panthers today, but nothing to sneeze at. Chance should be an Indiana All-Star, you would think, Terry.
I think he's got a really good chance. He was on the junior South squad last year.
20 points and 6 rebounds. His averages, plays on a team that's been in the top 10 all season long. What more do you want? Who else are they looking at?
I mean, there's several good players around the state this year, but I would be surprised if he's not an Indiana All-Star.
Chris Johnson has 2 free throws to extend the Bulldogs' lead. First one is no good. I've quit keeping score. It's all yours from here on out. 95 seconds to go in South season. Here comes Adam Graham as Noah Jaeger goes out. The roar you hear is for, you guessed it, Langford finally goes to the sidelines with 95 seconds. He'll go with his senior backcourt counterpart, Sean East. East leaves the game as well. East did not score in the fourth quarter. He had 12 for the night. Johnson's second free throw is good. The lead is 23 points. Here comes Leal. He will be the fulcrum of this attack next year. His three is no good. Tapped out by Coyle, but it's only as far as Chris Johnson, and he's immediately fouled by Anthony Leal. The New Albany fans are getting a little restless. Well, they want to get out of here. Play it till the final horn, right, Terry? That's
exactly
how we were taught to play. And again, it's the same 7 guys that have stuck around. It's not it's not any of the passionate New Albany fans. The history between these teams is rich at this event.
Well, you know, as Johnson hits this one, let's put it this way. Over the last 34 years, the two best records in the whole state of Indiana is New Albany at South. They both have 621 wins.
And Chance Coyle will exit for the final time in the purple and white of Bloomington South And that's a tough moment for the senior. Gave his guts and everything else over 4 years, and his night is finished as South trails by 25 with 1:25 to go here in the fourth. Connor Hickman will be a bright one for the future. His three-pointer is not close, and New Albany picks up the rebound. But these two teams' history, Terry, swings and pendulums. Back in the late aughts, it was Bloomington South. Here in the middle, and there's Ryan Parker getting a rejection. He's in with 65 seconds to go. Bruce Furr getting some time as well. This will be the next generation. Grayson Rowland, the next generation of South. Adam Graham is in there. Bruce Furr gets a shot blocked up, and he muscles it through. Give Furr a pair, and he's fired up. Good for him. As you told me, Terry, South's going to play to the whistle. But tell me more about this history as we continue to foul.
Well, 621 victories apiece. South has the fewer losses, 195. New Albany, 199.
I mean, the last 34 years has been that close.
You know, those, they've each, you know, they've won one state championship at New Albany during that period. South has two. New Albany's been there another time. I believe Brownsburg beat them with a guy named, what's that guy from Brownsburg?
Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward. Well, you know what? If you get beat in this regional or the section,
oh my,
you're getting beat by somebody that's doing something.
Yeah.
You're getting beat by premium players. This is not upsets. These are two premium basketball teams.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, South has no reason. They you know, they shouldn't be. They're upset because they wanted to play well, and they thought they could play with these guys, and they can. But it wasn't today. It just wasn't going to be today. This is a quality team, and, you know, hats off.
45 seconds. New Albany's lead is 23. They're nine-time semi-state finalists. They are two-time state champions in 73 and 2016, as we all know. Romeo looking to join a select few who have won two championships. He has plenty of work to do tonight against Center Grove, as we'll see their best effort as well. 24, 23, 22. Jake Johnson's in the game. That's a South. The next generation, Ryan Parker for a three. Swish.
Oh, my.
Good for him. I don't know how many of those he's going to get next year, so he might as well get them in tonight.
He better take them now.
He might as well
kind
get them
in.
Kind
of what I'm thinking.
This will be New Albany's 21st straight victory. They move to 24-1. The Bloomington South Panthers' 14-game winning streak, and their season, sadly, has come to an end. The final score from the Barney Scott Gym, the New Albany Bulldogs 65, the Bloomington South Panthers 45. We'll take a two-minute break and come back with our post-game show. You're listening to South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLradio.com. Barney Scott Gymnasium in Seymour, Indiana, the regionals. Semifinal number two. Game is complete. Terry, give me the final score. They just turned the scoreboard off on me.
Tell everybody to go. 65 for New Albany and, unfortunately, 45 for South. Yes, sir.
You never want to guess the final score, and you probably want to write it down a little bit more than I do. And that is the sad news for Panther fans, as it didn't come off today for the purple and white. In games of this magnitude, when two top five teams get together, we talked about this earlier in the week. What's going to separate them? What's going to be the difference? Sometimes it's turnovers. Sometimes it's how you handle the pressure, how you handle the big moment on these stages. But today it was a simple case of field goals, and Bloomington South couldn't make any. They played decent basketball to good basketball in the first quarter. They shot 3 of 14. They were in the game.
Yeah.
It was 14-7 after one and 27-21 at halftime after an 8 of 27 first half performance. So it wasn't like South turned it over 27 times or did something uncharacteristically like that. They couldn't handle the field goal percentages, and that's strange from a team that shoots 56% from the field, 53% from the field, excuse me. They shoot 46 from three. And it just wouldn't go in for them. Our post-game show tonight is brought to you by Black Lumber, located at 1710 South Henderson. Terry Stoltz and the gang, they've got everything you need, whether you're a contractor doing a major remodel or a homeowner trying to improve your property. You can always count on Black Lumber. But the problem was quarter number three. The Panthers in their traveling black jerseys only scored 4 points. And if I told you any team only scored 4 points against New Albany and the best player in the state, Romeo Langford, I think you could probably draw your own conclusions. The biggest lead was the end of the third quarter, 48-23, and the last 8 minutes was a game of keep away from New Albany. They did absolutely nothing to look to extend their lead. They looked to conserve energy like they have been here and perhaps done this before. We'll come back with the final statistics, and they'll be brought to you by Advanced Auto Care. Terry will have a handle on those. We'll break for 2 minutes and come back to the Lloyd Scott Gymnasium here in Seymour and wrap up what we saw from South and New Albany. The final score, again, the New Albany Bulldogs 65, the South Panthers 45. You're listening to Bloomington South Basketball on WGCLRadio.com. Game show here in Seymour. It's brought to you by Andy and the Jasper Remanufactured Engine and Transmission Installation Experts at Advanced Auto Care. They're at 1077 Air Drive. You can call them at 330-1620. Tough sledding for the Edgewood Mustangs. They are out of timeouts. Trevor Taylor has fouled out. They were down 7. They are now down 4 with 36.5 seconds to go in overtime in the Greencastle Regional. So we will keep an eye on this. Being down 7 with a minute 10, Terry, the math doesn't usually work out unless you get some turnovers.
No, absolutely.
And we'll hope we can do that. Speaking of Terry Stultz, I want to thank you for doing just an unbelievable job this year. From game one when we saw Edgewood and South play, what a storyline we've been through this season. That game was 82-30 or something ridiculous.
50-11 at halftime.
And now both those teams are playing in regionals today, and that's why you play the entire season out. Sadly for the purple and white of Bloomington South, their season concluded today 65-45. And with the final stats is the man who has anchored our coverage all year long, Terry Stultz.
I've been an anchor all year long.
You have been. You've been fantastic.
That's kind of one that draws you down, but...
You've held the ship in place
where it
doesn't drift.
I try. We'll have some closing comments for everyone when we get done. Let's look at New Albany stats. 21 of 41 from the field, 51%, 4 of 11 from 3. 19 of 29, 10 missed free throws. That's 65%, not to their norm. Romeo Langford, 28 points. 9 of 16 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3, 10 of 17 from the free throw line, and 11 rebounds. So 28 and 11 for the young man. Sean East with 13. He took one shot in the second half. Finished 5 of 9, 2 of 3 from 3 ball range. This guy, you know, there's your two guys. They're 41 points, almost beat South by themselves. 8 points for Derek Stevenson, and also Stevenson had 6 rebounds. He's kind of one of those glue guys also. Off the bench, Savion Southers had 6. 5 points for Julian Hunter and Chris Johnson. Off the bench for Johnson. Hourigan did not score, which is odd for him.
Let me bother you just for a second.
Yeah.
Tate Balcom with a steal. Caleb Norris with a layup. 51-49, 19 seconds to go. Jim Gordillo is doing a great job for the Herald Times tonight. We will keep you updated. That game is in overtime. Edgewood had a three-point lead with 20 seconds, and the best player for Lebanon knocked down a three-pointer to tie it. Trevor Taylor missed at the buzzer, and that's where we are. Back to the stats with Terry Stultz.
All right. Hourigan, 5 rebounds, didn't score. Darren Starks and Anthony Irvin both also played, did not score. For the South Panthers, a total of 16 out of 50 from the field. That's 32%. Obviously, that's not going to get it done. And a team that's been shooting the way they have all year, that's very odd. 7 of 20 from three ball, which is 35%. They were 5 of 5 from the line. They didn't shoot a free throw until the fourth quarter. Chance Coyle leads South with 17. 13 points from Anthony Leal. 6 points, a couple of threes from Grayson Rowland off the bench. 3 points by Connor Hickman. 2 points apiece for Noah Jaeger, Chris Bamba, and Bruce Furr off the bench with a couple.
Ryan Parker knocks down a 3 at the buzzer.
Parker
Boom,
with
baby.
A 3 I've got him written down here, but I didn't get. I missed that other three. You're right. Ryan Parker drills a three.
The junior contributing.
And then Philip King did not score, and neither did Adam Graham off the bench. There is your 45 for South. I didn't see this coming. I will be honest. I thought New Albany would probably win this game. I thought it would be much closer.
In your life, you would never imagine this South team scoring 4 points in a quarter.
No, that's the thing.
That is something that will go down. And you got to remember history, no matter what kind it is. But to score 4 points with Anthony Leal and Chase Coyle, Noah Jager, and all that crew, that's where New Albany broke the game open. Remember, that game was a six-point game at half, 27-21. At the end of three, it's a 23-point game, 48-25, and the lights were flickering.
Yeah. Oh, Grayson Rowland and Parker had threes. I had Grayson for two. It was Parker's that was right underneath him. So
Jim Gordillo has tweeted, at the end of the first overtime, it is 51-51. Edgewood was down 50-43 with 70 seconds left. They have tied the game. Trevor Taylor has fouled out. Can you believe it? Hoosier hysteria is happening as we speak.
If you want to know why, because we have to keep track, because
we
should Edgewood win, Michael and I will be jetting our way on GCL1 to Greencastle to do the evening game. I mean, we are your faithful servants. We're here to bring you high school basketball, and if anybody in the county's playing, we'll be covering them.
We will.
So we will kind of hang around here until we decide, until we find out what happens with Edgewood. We won't hang around with you. We'll hang here.
We will.
What
stats
else?
Covered?
Covered.
We
stats are done.
Let's do this.
Keep doing
Let's
what
take
we
our
need to
last
do.
Break.
Okay.
Well, first we'll remind you there are three ways you can hear us. Well, you can hear us on air, online, and on demand. Just do it at WGCL, WGCLradio.com, News Talk 96.1 or AM 1370, and you can stop by our website and check out all the great stuff that comes along with it, and we thank our friends at Smithville for it. When we come back, after we thank our sponsors for the first time, here's how it happened, Jim Gordillo. Carson Burton missed two free throws. Chayton Howard hits a bucket to send it to the second overtime. The Mustangs scored 6 points in the final 36 seconds. Lebanon went 3-for-8 from the free throw line. Terry, make your free throws or Kaiser Soza is going to get you. We're back with final thoughts. You're listening to South Regional Basketball on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com. All right, we're back for one final time at the Lloyd Scott Gymnasium, the Barney Scott Gymnasium, the home of the Seymour Owls. It has not been the friendly confines for Bloomington South the last 4 years, four sectional championships, and sadly not a regional title to show for any of those. A tough way to end the season, it always is, especially when you have a senior class laden like this one, Terry, that's come through the ranks. Philip King, Chris Bamba, Chance Coyle, your starters on that. Always tough to see them taken out for that final time.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the eighth straight loss to New Albany after JR, probably the first six or seven times they played each other. He had had a little bit of a run, and now they're on the opposite end of that run. And I know that sticks in his craw. I mentioned it before the first game, and he looked at me, he goes, "I knew you were going to say that." And I said, "Well, I'm sorry. Let's beat him and get out of it." And he agreed, and right now it's not going to be this year anyway.
It's easy to be Jim Shannon when Romeo Langford is your star player.
True.
He averages 36 points and 10 rebounds, 5 assists, and all the other trimmings that go along with being a great player. He was worth the money tonight, Terry, in the sense that he plays defense, he rebounds and gets after the ball. This is not some kind of one-trick pony that stands in the corner and shoots threes all day long and doesn't do anything else. He does everything, and you can see why he is coveted by people at the next level. You could see why there are people here watching him tonight in doing so. But the New Albany Bulldogs will be a tough out. They have just enough size. They have just enough noose how to play the game. And again, they didn't look pestered by any of this tonight. To the victor, go the spoils.
That's
for
right.
For the South Panthers, a tough season. The most wins in school history, 23 in the regular season. 26 is now how many?
26-3 and 26 ties the 2009 state champions at 26-0. These guys have 26 wins also.
Indiana assistant coach Tom Ostrom leaving the building with police escort. I didn't know how that works these days. I haven't been to one of these in a while.
They must have already jetted Archie out of here quickly, or else.
Out the back door, of course.
Yeah, out the back door, unless he's here back here with the Vanderbilt coach.
Edgewood draws. Cannot handle prosperity. They dug themselves a seven-point hole in the first overtime, and they, in the second overtime, they're now down 55-51. The good news is Lebanon still is missing free throws. Joe Keto has knocked in a three to cut the deficit to two, so they must have been trailing by five. I can do that math. The other math I can do tonight is our final piece of business. It is the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Player of the Game. I'll tell you all about IU Health and Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine after Terry Stoltz. And I'm going to chime in with this as well. But, Terry, go ahead. Your Player of the Game tonight is?
I'm taking Chance Coyle in his last game with the purple and white on. 7-16 from the field, 3-6 from three-ball range. He had 8 rebounds tonight and 17 points. And it very easily could have been Anthony Leal. That would have been either the only two choices I would have had, but because the senior, and he has fought his behind off against everybody this year, taking their best shot. Hopefully it turns out to be an Indiana All-Star. Chance Coyle is my player of the game.
And I'll add to it, I'll throw in the South seniors as well, who made part of this run unbelievably great. 4 straight sectional championships, 3 straight conference Indiana, at least 3 straight conference Indiana championships. I'm not going to add up their record. It doesn't matter. They'll be remembered as a great team because there's not many senior classes in any sport that can say they've won 4 straight in anything because it just doesn't happen, not in this day, not in this age. Multi-sport athletes, always good to see. And obviously Philip King and Chris Bamba playing football. Chance Coyle can do anything he wants. He's an unbelievable athlete. It's always sad to see senior years end. But the one thing that South can hang their heads high about is that team was better than they were. It wasn't a situation, Terry, where, oh, geez, you know, the referees did this or we didn't do that. That wasn't the case. South plays honest, good, proper basketball. That's a hallmark of J.R. Holmes' teams, and these three kids really fit that mold. And here's what happens when you play hard. Here's what happens when you work out. Here's what happens when you hit the weight room. And I think they've set an excellent bar for the juniors, sophomore, and freshman class to aspire to. Not everybody can be a state champion. You only hand out one of them a year. And that's why the undefeated 09 team, the 11 team, that's why they have a different and special place in the history of the purple and white. That's not to say this team wasn't great. It's just great on a different level.
This bunch, these three guys were a part of 90
wins. Oh, you added it up.
That's where I just went.
I was wondering what you were doing over there.
90 wins in their 4 years here, 22 and a half a year, including 4 straight sectionals, as everything else you just said. But that's unbelievable.
I mean, it is.
You will have to go back, and probably the other one that can say he played all 4 years, who just lost his lifetime scoring championship, would be John Holmes. And I could go back and look up John's years too, but we won't bore you with that. But they might be the only other ones that might be anywhere near 90 wins.
And it just shows you what an unbelievable
careers
that is for these kids. And that's why they should be held in high esteem. So my player of the game is the senior class, the entire part of it. And we thank IU Health and Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine. The professionals will help you and athletes better, faster, and stronger. Learn more at iuhealth.org/Bloomington. We're trying to keep you up to date on what's happening in the Green Castle Regional. Lebanon turns it over, 38.9 seconds to go. They were up 4. Edgewood, again, is living on borrowed time. We'll see if the Mustangs can dig out. Remember, they were down 50-43. I asked you off the air. I said, hey, you're down 7 and 70 seconds. All you have to do is make your free throws. There's no shot clock, right? Well, somebody forgot to tell Lebanon that. They've struggled to make their free throws.
Oh, my.
And our fingers are crossed to see if we can make it go on. Do you have any parting words, words of wisdom for us?
Well,
as I try to make this first overtime end over in Greencastle.
All right. I don't know how wise it is, but I hope, you know, Joe Smith is the star. He's our guy. He's why you all tune in to listen to us all the time. We hope that in his absence this year that we have brought you some entertainment. We know we've had some outstanding games. Mike and John Callahan has done an excellent job of calling the action. I hope you enjoyed Dave Novak and I trying to present a little bit of analysis and tell you what's going on in the game, and we hope you've enjoyed our attempts at the pregame chalk talks. You know, we both had some pretty good ones. We both probably strained a few. I just hope we were able to bring you guys some enjoyment.
Some laughs.
There wasn't any laughing earlier today.
There was not.
We have, yeah, we've had some laughs. I love working with Mike and John. We've done a great job. I never get to work with Novak, but, you know, that's okay. He's a football guy. I'm the basketball guy.
When you guys meet at the analyst winter meetings or meetings,
we do trade notes. We trade notes quite a bit. We really do.
You can run into each other.
These are my guys. And Joe will be back, and I know you guys will be glad to hear Joe, and then we'll all fill in and help out as we have in the past. But I thank you all for listening to us, and hopefully we've provided you with a really fun football and basketball season for 2017-2018.
And it might not be over just yet. Lebanon has missed 9 of their last 14 foul shots. Carson Burton missed 2 with 30 seconds. Chayton Howard has scored. It's 58-56 Lebanon. I am watching the Twitterverse as fast as I can for you to try to get you a final score. Edgewood has 21 fouls after halftime. Well, when you're down 7, what else are you going to do? You have to foul.
No. Nope.
You have to get there. So we're trying to stretch this broadcast for you so we can give you the final score. Let me echo Terry's thoughts as well. Joe Smith drives the bus. We're happy to be passengers on it, and we hope that we have held our end of the bargain up and have made Joe proud listening to us. Nobody replaces a Hall of Famer. We just keep the seat warm for him. Football season will be here before you know it, and we hope to have the Hall of Famer back on all the calls. He's been instrumental in helping us keep everything organized, paperwork, licensing, you name it. He has been part of the process each and every day, and we all socialize with Joe. Joe is just not a mythical being. He's one of our best friends, and we get a chance to hang out with him, which makes this relationship even more special. And it makes it easier to do. When Terry says, hey, we're leaving for Seymour at 7:30 in the morning, well, it's easy to get out of bed because you know you're doing it for Joe. And that's why we do this, and that's why it's fun. And we hope, as Terry mentioned, we have brought you some entertainment. We hope we have brought you some insight. We hope we have kept that chair warm, because next year Terry and I are going to be watching the games at Knicks with our feet up and a cold
something
soda pop
like that.
Because we are worn out, but in a good way. And John Callahan, we thank him as well for being a part of it. Again, we're stalling. The final, Lebanon 59, Edgewood 56, double overtime. It's an awful afternoon
man.
For Monroe County basketball.
Yes, it is.
As the Edgewood Mustangs are out of the IHSAA tournament, they join the Bloomington South Panthers, and Monroe County basketball has ended for the 2017-2018 season. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors that made this possible. Tony Kinzer Body Shop, Class 101 in Bloomington, the Urban Air Trampoline Park. Let's not forget about David Hayes and the gang at Comprehensive Financial Consultants, the IU Health Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center, Advanced Auto Care, Brinegar Eye Care, Black Lumber. You know anybody at Black Lumber?
There's a couple of nice people down there.
What birthday are you on now?
You know what? They're we're going to be 90 years old on
Young.
The actual birth date is April 9th, so it's coming up. We're going to do a celebration that you'll be talking more about on your morning
Excellent.
Show.
And you'll be joining me for that.
Yes.
And you'll join me Monday as well as we will wrap up. You know what? I might save that for Tuesday. Are you off next week? We'll figure out a time to get the high school season all wrapped up.
I'm off Thursday and Friday because it's NCAA, so you let me know when you want to talk, but not Thursday or Friday.
That's a good point. J&S Locksmith, Bloomington Hardware, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, Keller Heating and Air Conditioning, Hilliard Lyons of People's State Bank, Smithville, South Central Oral Surgery Center, and Jim Stafford of the REMAX Acclaim Properties. We thank all of you for being with us and supporting the kids in our town and kids in our county that do fantastic things on and off the court. One final time, don't forget our live online streaming of Monroe County High School sports made possible by Smithville. And thanks, T. It was fun.
Glass, it has been fun. It's great.
Who knows when we'll meet again?
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen next year. I mean, we may do our fill-in. I may just sink off into the sunset.
That's right.
And let you guys help Joe and John next year.
I can't keep stats or do math, so you know.
Yeah, see, now there's your problem.
My role is limited in this puzzle of people.
No, this has been great. The thing is, all of us hang out together outside of doing this, and so it's great fun, and I hope we brought a smile and a laugh to everyone out there as we're doing our games. Right now it's a tear because South and Edgewood, two outstanding seasons, 22-6 for Edgewood, 26-3 for South, both end on a tough afternoon in the regional first games.
And there will be no regional championship games, but there will be football coming up in the fall.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Keep your eyes at WGCL, and don't forget WGCL Radio and WGCLRadio.com. We will have for you coming up tomorrow the SEC championship game at 1 o'clock, and then the new tournament selection show, a little bit different this year.
Yeah.
We'll have it for you at 5:30. So a busy March rolls on, then obviously the first four games in the NCAA tournament all next week. Thanks to all of our producers this year, Alex Lester, Rob Humphrey, Will Boatman, the whole gang. Thanks to Terry Stultz, Joe Smith, John Callahan, and for one final time in 2017-2018, I'm Mike Glascott. Thank you for listening to Monroe County Sports on WGCL and WGCLRadio.com.
Coverage of the 108th Indiana Boys High School Basketball State Tournament on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL is brought to you by Smithville, Green and Schultz Trial Lawyers, Comprehensive Financial Consultants, Bloomington Hardware, Jim Stafford REMAX Acclaim Properties, People's State Bank, the Eye Center of Southern Indiana, J&S Locksmith, Keller Heating and Air, Brinegar Eye Care, Black Lumber, South Central Oral Surgery, Advanced Auto Care, Hilliard Lyons. Monroe County's home for high school sports is News Talk FM 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL.